Good morning. I invite you to turn to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. As we enter into a time of confession before our God, we will hear from His Word first. Proverbs 13, 15. I'm going to read the King James rendering in this case just because I'm working off of one of the key words. Proverbs 13, 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. This is God's word. And as we confess our sins this morning, I want to look at this proverb and consider the wisdom it has for us as we confess our sins. And we have here a contrast, like many of the proverbs. We have good understanding and wisdom brings forth favor in life, particularly and most importantly, the favor of God. And then by extension, often favor with other people. But then it says that the way of transgressors is hard. Different translations render this differently, but the word here is expressing the difficulty that comes when we choose the way of sin. Sometimes this word is translated as a rough valley. It's described that way in the law, actually, as a place that was difficult and rough terrain. And the idea is that when we choose sin, we actually make our way in life more difficult for ourselves. This may be surprising to us at times because sin deceives us. It offers something that it does not deliver to us. Sin promises shortcuts, but it ends up being the longer way and the harder way. Sin promises happiness, but it yields sorrow ultimately. Sin promises freedom, but it yields slavery. Sin promises blessings, but it yields curses. Sin promises the easy and the fast way, but sometimes certain consequences can last for years, depending on the sin. The way of transgressors is hard, it's rough, it's difficult. It's like choosing the pathway, and you've come to this fork in the road, and there's this one open path. It's smooth, it's safe, there's no holes, there's no thorns. That's the way of the Lord. And then you can choose the other way. There are thorns and dangerous creatures and bramble bushes and holes that you can fall into. That is the way of transgressors. It's much more difficult. And so when we choose the way of sin and we choose the way of self, we end up making life more difficult for us. We know there's many afflictions the Lord brings in His wisdom to us that are good, that are necessary, that grow us in holiness. But we often make our own way more difficult unnecessarily. Augustine once wrote regarding his life before his conversion. He says, "I was held before conversion not with an iron chain, but with the obstinacy of my own will." He says, "I was enslaved to myself and my selfish desires and what I wanted to do, and I was constantly frustrated by this enslaving force." It is a very difficult thing to live for self, brothers and sisters. It's very hard to live for self. You are going to be constantly frustrated by a world that won't cooperate with your desires. Constantly against you, people against you, circumstances against you. And beyond the circumstances and the people, there's a God in heaven who will not let you be God. He will not give His glory to any other. He's not going to let you rule this creation, despite your desires to do so. And so anytime we live for self and we live for sin, you are going to find that it is hard, it is difficult. And it's hard in many ways. One of the hard things about choosing the way of transgressors is that the more that you sin, the more you habituate yourself to sin, and then you find it's harder not to do it. Secondly, you have to do battle with the conscience, this gift of God that's within you that is saying all the warning signs are going off telling you to stop and you're just ignoring it. It's very difficult. You will lack peace when you choose the way of transgressors. The wicked do not have peace, the scriptures say. They are like the troubled sea. And though we are the children of God, if we are in Christ, if we choose the way of transgressors, we start to experience a kind of that lack of peace that the wicked experience all the time. We enter into that path for a time. And fourth, if we are the adopted children of God, one of the things that we experience that can be difficult but good is God's discipline in our lives. That's actually one of the great blessings of being a child of God, is that God pursues us and stops us and then trains us and restores us in the path of righteousness. Now, brothers and sisters, I would ask you to reflect upon this question. How did you make your way harder this last week by choosing the way of sin at any point? And I'm not asking you to make a list of the adverse circumstances that made your life more difficult. I'm not asking you to make a list of the adverse people that made your life more difficult. Those lists are probably readily producible by us if we were asked to do so. What I'm asking is, how did you, by any particular sinful choice you did, make your way more difficult? It ends up producing some kind of problem anytime we do so. And so also we know that there's these two paths. So the question will be, what path will we choose? You can choose the rough, uneven, treacherous path filled with hard rocks, thorns, and bramble bushes, the way of transgressors. Or you can choose the highway of holiness. That's what the scriptures call it. It's this wonderful, open, wide road of freedom within the bounds of God's law of liberty. And it is a clear and straight path. You don't fall within it. It is a path of light and safety and peace and joy and blessing. And our Lord Jesus invites us to follow Him on the highway of holiness. He has forged the way ahead for us as our forerunner, and He calls us to walk with Him. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Sin does not bring rest, but Jesus does. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The way of Christ is the good way. It is the way of rest, the way of peace. And so we are to come today confessing our sins to say, "Lord, how foolishly I chose the hard path with this thing I said or this thing I did. Lord, show me the way of holiness. Guide me in the way everlasting." And the Lord is merciful not only to forgive our sins, but also to teach us. He has promised to instruct us in the way that we should go. He will guide us on the highway of holiness. So let us pursue that highway together as we confess our sins. Now, today is the first time in our worship services that we are introducing the change that we've been talking about, where we're going to kneel before the Lord and we're going to recite together this corporate confession of sin. You'll see that in your bulletin. It's basically based on the words of Psalm 51, but in a corporate plural format. And as we do so, just a few reminders about this. Remember that when we bow before the Lord, this is a humble posture where we are seeking the face of God, which means it would be completely unfitting to focus on people around you as we do so. If we were to lapse into the problem that the Pharisee had in Luke 18, which was to look around at other people while he was praying and kind of compare himself to other people, it's very unfitting. We are here to humble ourselves before the face of God. And so remember that as we pray together. And also with this written confession of sin, we're going to read it out loud together as we kneel. And I want to read it more slowly, perhaps, so that we can consider the words. So if you can seek to follow my pace as we pray this together. You're welcome, of course, to look at the screen or to look at the bulletin if you're kneeling in the other direction. It does not matter. But as long as you're able to follow with us. So I invite you now to bow with me before the Lord, and we will confess our sins together, and we'll have a time of silent confession as well as after we have prayed together. Let us pray together. Almighty and most merciful Father, have mercy upon us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins. Against you and you only have we sinned and done evil in your sight. Purge us with hyssop and we shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will show forth your praise. Receive our confession, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now let us silently confess our sins before the Lord.